In the studio with me, Wes Hadrick, Greg Taberzi, in for a live set. Welcome to KUMD, guys.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks. We've never felt so alive.
We're glad to have you, and we're going to get a great set. They have a new disc coming out, CD release happening tomorrow night. Naturally Blue is the name of it, and they'll be playing a great CD release show, Amazing Grace Bakery, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, and we're going to get a little preview here. So we're going to kick it off, and what are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear All I Have.
This is off the new Naturally Blue, Greg Taberzi, Wes Hadrick.
Calling off, man.
One, two.
Down on the ground, rosary around your wrist, seen some miles, blood on your lip. Now I heard someone say you stepped out on me, but I don't care. Look at you now, the wheel and the plow aren't over you. But you know, baby, you're all I have. I heard around town you were looking for him. You found him, baby, he just looked the other way. So I ain't your first choice, it ain't my first time, second in line. Look at you now, the wheel and the plow run over you. But you know, baby, you're all I have. Rather you break my heart and forget about me when I'm feeling blue. I'll never be as blue as you. So kiss me now, blood on your lip. We'll go down with the sinking ship. Look at you now, the wheel and the plow are over you. But you know, baby, you're all I have. You know, baby, you're all I have.
Great tune. Wes Hadrick and Greg Taberzi here, joining us live from Studio A. And I love that you guys sing a lot of harmony here on the album, or in this tune, and on much of the album.
Yeah, the whole record, we harmonize. Really comes from liking Buck Owens, the Bakersfield sound, the Birds.
Beach Boys.
You're more Beach Boys than I am.
Yeah, I'm more Beach Boys than Wes. I had a friend in high school. I still have a friend from high school, and he's a Beach Boys fanatic, and he was one of those guys that kind of knew all the parts, and I was in a band with him, and he would say, you know, here's your part, da, 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 da. And he knew he could break all the parts down, which was really cool. I can't do that, but he was
music like on an instrument or with his voice.
With his voice.
Yeah, I was never that into the Beach Boys.
Okay, all right, we differ there.
See, you learn about harmony from different places, but it's something that you guys do great together. What are some of the other great things that come from this team, besides the number of albums that you've put out?
Well, working together since 2008, there's a trust that comes from I bring new songs to Greg, and then we'll rehearse, and he'll be able to hear something that, you know, I'll write them, excuse me, mostly as a folk song, and maybe that's a little bit repetitive or something, and he's like, you know, we got to spice this up. We got to take a chorus out, or we got to take a verse out. And it's like, well, it goes. You know, I mean, I don't question it. I don't listen to, you know, I don't hear Greg and then say, it's good advice, but no, we're gonna keep it how I want it. I mean, I think it's really a collaborative effort.
And I find it's really fun to listen to you come up with songs so quickly and so memorable. I'll be humming your songs the next day, and I think that's a good sign, you know. Just as I get older, I write less and less, and it comes harder. But I think you're really writing a lot of music and a lot of good stuff right now.
Thanks, Greg. I paid him to say that on the way up.
He did.
And you said that, you know, the Wes, you're really the writer behind this, but Greg says it gives me credit for a lot anyway. You know, it really is a team effort. It appears on this album, Naturally Blue. It's 11 tracks, and how excited are you that this is coming out?
Very excited. You know, the last one was 2011, and there was a lot of, it was kind of a weird time in my life when we did the Portland Rain record, and I don't know, putting the time in on that one just was really hard for me. This one, there was a lot of focus on which songs do we like playing live, and which ones are we getting the most response from the crowd, where people might be coming up to us and saying stuff after, so like, we really like that song, we like that song. And it was making a lot of choices. We had, I think, 30 songs for this, and then we whittled it down to 11. I think we basically recorded the 11 that are on the record.
Right.
And got in touch with Rich Mattson, and went up to his studio, which was a really cool thing to work with Rich. And he's one of my local heroes. You know, just going back in the Minnesota music scene back to the early 80s, and he really, we went into his studio, I remember, and he had Sweetheart of the Rodeo from the Birds in the sound room. And I just remember thinking, like, we're going to be all right.
Right. Like, I'm in the right place.
We're in good hands.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we could talk about Graham Parsons and all that. So, I mean, that makes it more comfortable when they kind of know where you're coming from musically and your influences. And, you know, me and Greg have a lot of the same, you know, going, if it's the Everly Brothers or, you know, Simon and Garfunkel to the Birds. He's more Beach Boys, maybe.
Beach Boys, yeah.
So you've been touting the songs, or you've been playing these songs for a while. If you were able to pick from how your audience is responding to the songs, how long have you been playing these songs? And so some of the songs might be familiar, and then some of them might be newer for people.
I suppose we've been playing this batch from the last 2-3 years anyway. But we kind of cut our teeth at the Brew House. We were playing. I don't know how. What was that?
We were doing like just about every Tuesday for a year.
Yeah,
and then some Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah, that really helped to tighten up the sound. And I think we were purposely looking for a little more up tempo songs. Portland Rain was a little bit slower material,
right?
And we kind of wanted to just change it up a little bit and keep it up tempo. So I think there might be not too many slow songs.
Right, and I think playing live, especially in a bar setting, or like playing over at the Thirsty Pagan. You want to play more up-tempo stuff. If you're playing the late show from 9 o'clock or whatever, you can play some slow stuff, but you're going to lose the audience if you stay in that kind of sad singer-songwriter thing, which is really my wheelhouse. So playing like faster stuff has really been a challenge because I'm not good at fast. It's just harder for me to sing it. It's harder for me to write it. So it was more of a stepping outside of our comfort zone on this record.
Can you throw a slow dance in there once in a while?
Yeah, we do. You know,
we get
people dancing, which was a big. I mean, I remember that. I remember we were playing the Brew House. I remember all these kids just came in. And they were just dancing, and I thought, this is why we play music.
You made it.
Yeah, this is you make kids dance, and you know, really, it's not about money. I mean, it's nice. I'm not gonna lie.
Sure, it's about money. Come on, speak for yourself. I'm about the Beach Boys and money, Wes.
That's why he's into the Beach Boys.
No, but I think we both struggle with writing happy songs as well, and we've laughed about that, but it's true. I don't know what it is, because I've had a pretty happy existence, but I do tend to write kind of sadder, darker songs, and so this kind of made us jump out of that, you know, comfort zone.
Is that where the title comes in? Because maybe you are just naturally blue.
Yeah. There you go.
The title just, I struggled with the title. I kept going back to Naturally Blue, and I thought that's too easy because it's the song I like on the record probably the most. And I just thought, that's too easy of a title. Like, it's got to be more complicated, doesn't it? So I was just going through and writing all these horrific titles down. They're just awful. I just saw the list last night, and I was like, really? I thought this was good. Like, She's Gone, which I think is a Hall & Oates song. And I love Hall & Oates, but I don't think I would have made a good title for the record. And so, yeah, then it was just kind of, maybe it's just your first instinct is right. and it was going with Naturally Blue. I kind of remember writing it and thinking this might be the centerpiece of what we're doing next. It kind of feels in that vein of country honky-tonk stuff. So we were definitely talking a lot about, at that time, Phil Everly had passed away recently. We were talking about that, really kind of influencing us a lot, the Everly brothers. And what's his name? Not Don Rich. Or who sings with Buck?
Yeah, Don Rich sings.
Yeah, Don Rich. I mean, his harmonies with Buck Owens, you know, people make fun of Hee Haw, and I do too. But if you watch Buck Owens' performances on there with Don Rich, it's that Buck Owens had the best rock and roll band in country music. And you watch that, and you're like, yeah, this is amazing. And their harmonies were just so tight. And I think we're inspired by that.
Well, I think we should hear another cut from the album. I mean, from the CD, Naturally Blue, Wes Hadrick and Greg Taberzi with another track.
Right. This is a happy song.
This actually is a happy song. So my friend wrote me and said, hey, man, you ever going to write a happy song? And he'd been hearing some of the demos. And I was like, all right, I'll write a happy song. It's called New Day. I left her behind, somewhere in my mind. I pulled into town, I didn't know anyone around. No more familiar faces, the same old places. No burned bridges, scars along the ridges. No one to call me out. No one bring me down. Well, it's a brand new day. I had to get walking. I'm all done talking. Passed up Vegas, I drove the night to Texas. I was lost in city bound. Well, there's a new life to be found. Boys and girls with guitars, dreams in their heart. No one call me out. No one to bring me down. Well, it's a brand new day. Well, everyone should start again. No one should end where they begin. So I got out on the road. Four eyes, they look like mine. And I'm searching for a friend, a girl to share a bed. But I ain't worried. Well, it's a happy story. If good things come, broken hearts on the run. No one to call me out. No one to bring me down. Well, it's a brand new day.
103.3 KUMD. This is live from Studio A with Wes Hadrick and Greg Taberzi, debuting their new album, Naturally Blue, with a CD release concert at Amazing Grace Bakery tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. And we're getting a preview here. Naturally Blue is a little more upbeat than you'd think, since it's called Naturally Blue.
Yeah, I made 3 records previous to this that were all really kind of slow, and the songs were long. I went through a divorce when I was in my early 20s, and I think I drew off of that for 5 years of writing. So, you know, and after a while, you write all those songs, and you're like, oh, I can't really write that anymore. I need to take a break. And yeah, I kind of consciously decided with this process, too, with this record, you don't need to go by verse, chorus, verse, bridge. And I was always trying to get a bridge in there for some reason for years. And I would always write these bridges, excuse me. And sometimes I just you didn't need them. And so I thought with this time around, whatever makes the song good, and you're in and out within, well, 4 minutes or under. You know, I took Tom Petty. I remember he said, you should be in and out of a song within 3 minutes for the most part. And you should be able to get said and then move on. And some guys can do the long songs like Bob Dylan and all that, and they stay very captivating. But I don't know, I like having shorter songs. I think they're fun to play live. I think people have been enjoying them when we play them out. So,
so just a little bit about the album. You know, it's the two of you who play these songs out together, and if people have seen you, you are a duo. But there's more people on the album. So there was some more collaboration happening here.
Yeah.
Talk about that part of putting this album together.
Well, when Wes and I play out, I tend to throw in a little bit of harmonica and a little bit of bells myself, and Wes concentrates on the vocals and the rhythm guitar. So we could branch out a little bit and have some different instrumentation. We called in Steve Isaacson, who's a kind of a little local legend, and is a great guitar playing. He does some wonderful slide work and some real beautiful, tasty guitar work on the record. And then a friend of mine from Cook, Minnesota, Mike Randolph, who played on my last recording, Unsolicited Submissions, plays pedal steel. And he, talk about him. I mean, he's, I think he had a chance to be in George Jones's band and he turned it down. So Mike's been around the block. And
no, he toured with George.
Did he tour with George?
Yeah,
okay,
he was doing some. I asked him about that, and it was cool talking to this guy that was there during for country music in probably the 70s. And he was saying, yeah, we went on tour. I think George Jones was opening up restaurants at the time. But he goes, yeah, I was in, and it's just like, you know, you're singing, you're playing behind the possum. You know, it doesn't get much cooler than that. And, you know, country, you know, George Jones is country music, and to actually have him on our record playing on my songs, on our songs, was really an honor. And talking to him on the phone through this thick southern accent, and the guy means business.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was really cool. And then having Rich Mattson play bass on it, you know, we were kind of like, well, do we need bass?
Because we don't play. It was just the two of us when we play live, and we just kind of wanted to strip it down. And we thought, well, you know, we could do it without the bass. But when Rich came in,
added the bass parts, and it was like, whoa, these songs bounce now.
Right.
And I had always kind of underestimated the bass. and we're not a duo because it's like hip and trendy. Like, it's just because we work well together,
and we don't want to pay an extra person.
Right, so. we're kind of cheap. I mean, to be honest, you bass players want too much credit and time.
And you have drums.
Yeah, and so we thought, well, that's enough to get them going at a bar or whatever. And but he added the bass parts, and I remember hearing it for like "Wanna Find My Way," "Lucky Sometimes," "Winter Love," the songs off the new record, that it changed the songs. And I was like, oh, this bounces now. And I like that. I just thought, oh, okay, now I see why people have bass.
So you had some fun putting this album together and having the different players kind of join you in on this. Anything stand out in your mind from putting this album together in your recording or Any good stories from this time up with Rich?
Well,
Manson?
I'll just, maybe we can swap a few quick stories here. This isn't really even a story. It's just like an anecdote. When we went up to Rich's studio, you know, Rich, he's in Sparta. A lot of people don't know where that is. It's a mining location. There's some houses there, but it's a pretty cool little spot. It's kind of by Eveleth, but I even like sent something to him once. I just put Rich Matson Sparta. And I thought, well, that's just going to get there. There's like three people that live there. And it came back. No, it was the wrong address. So his address is in Eveleth, so it's part of Eveleth. But getting up there, we took about three or four wrong turns, and I was driving, of course. I thought I knew the way. I'm from Hibbing originally, but that didn't make much difference. I don't know Sparta. I don't know the East Range. So I think we got there about 45 minutes late. But Rich was cool with that. Yeah, everybody makes wrong turns.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that was
kind of, that
we
was my little.
Mix it, yeah. When we were going to mix it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That wasn't on the recording. And then like the recording.
No, that's what's funny. I mean, so we made it up there fine
there.
On one time, yeah, but I got lost the second. I'm the only person that gets lost the second time.
Well, I was up there with him, and I was like, I don't know how you find this place, it's cool being up there because it's very isolated, but in a really good way, because you feel like there's no way you're going to get distracted up here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really focused on the record, and Rich, it's just this really laid back environment, and it's an old church. And there's just something about when you set up, it's kind of like how we're set up here at KMD with just a mic and then a guitar mic. And we recorded like this. It wasn't like big vocal mics or anything, which can be kind of, for me, intimidating. You're like, wow, that's big and that's going to pick every note up from the next 7 miles. Mm-hmm. So with that, he goes, no, get right on the mic. So it was right on it. And I was able to just sing the way we sing live. And that was really freeing. I felt like I didn't have to like really worry about like popping my P's or getting like those weird S sounds where you kind of, I'm sure you know, like,
yeah.
So trying to stay away from that kind of stuff. And just, he gave good insight. He would just be like, we'd finish it. He goes, do you guys want to hear that? And we'd be like, no, just delete it. Cause we knew that he meant it's not good. So no, just erase it.
It's really fun working with Rich in the studio because he's a man of a few words in the studio, and he'll say,
yeah.
How is it, Rich? Yeah. Sounded good. So you knew that's a good sign, you know? Sounds good. Let's move on, you know?
And all the vocals were done in 3 hours.
Yeah. It was really fun because we just recorded our parts. Basically, there's nothing on the tape, and he records to tape analog, which is really cool, and he transfers it to digital. But when we recorded, I think it took about 5 hours just banging through the songs, and it was basically me and the drums in a glass studio so the drums wouldn't bleed over into the microphones on your part, on the guitars.
Right.
And we were looking at each other, but it was like we were in the same room. There was not a division because we had headphones and we could see each other. But it was really fun. So we just kind of blasted through the songs and guitar, drums, and all the vocals in 5 hours. And then we added some overdubs with the bass and, like I said, pedal steel and guitar. So
right.
It was quick.
Yeah, it was really quick. Yeah. I mean, the whole record was done really just in short spurts, but it just took us a while to get it out.
Like true musicians, yeah.
That's
it took
right.
us like a year to get it out.
Right.
An
exactly.
afternoon to record it, but a year to get it out.
Right. Well, it's exciting that it is. Wes Hadrick and Greg Taberzi with their new disc, Naturally Blue. And not too quick. It seems like it's been a while. So this is exciting. When did you say the last one?
2011.
So yeah. 3 years. And yeah. And so we look forward to hearing this more, hopefully on KUMD and at the CD release show happening tomorrow night at Amazing Grace Bakery. Again, that's at 8 o'clock, Amazing Grace Bakery down in Canal Park here in Duluth. And the show starts at 8.
Yeah, and Greg kicks it off. He'll be doing a solo set.
That's right. So a solo set from Greg and then Wes Hadrick and Greg together. Sorry, we're talking at the same time. But we're going to hear one more tune, right?
Yep. This is called Down This Road. And this was kind of written about Homegrown, of all things. I was at a show and there's all these kids just moshing and having a good time. And it kind of inspired me to go home and write another kind of happy song where I thought, you know, these kids just get together and have a good time. And they're just so uninhibited. And they're just having a great time. And it kind of influenced this song. So... hope you like it.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Telephone poles along the road. Bend those lines, keep saying goodnight, husbands and wives. Driving alone on this county road. I'm leaving this state, you know. I'm leaving it for a better state of mind. Down this road is a place I'm told, where people dance and sing. It always feels like spring. Down this road is the place I'm told, where everyone has a friend, and it's okay to start again. No, 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 no. Mile markers go by me on the right. Up my window, it's so cold, I can't see the road. I was sleeping an hour ago. I pulled over the side of the road, told to go on the highway patrol. Down this road is a place I'm told, people dance and sing. It always feels like spring. Down this road is the place I'm told, where everyone has a friend. It's okay to start again. Sound naive. Leaving all I know, I'm leaving it all for a dream down the line. But my dreams are all I have. If I stop dreaming, I'll wake a tired, desperate man. Well, down this road is a place I'm told, people dance and sing. It always feels like spring. Down this road is a place I'm told, where everyone has a friend, and it's okay to start again.
This is live from Studio A with Wes Hadrick and Greg Taberzi. And so nice to have you in the studio, and have a great concert.
Thanks, Maya.
Thank you very much.
Their new album, Naturally Blue, debuting tomorrow night at Amazing Grace Bakery in Duluth. And anything else that people can look forward to at the show tomorrow night?
Well, Greg's opening, and he's got, playing anything new?
Yeah, I'll be playing some new songs, too, so
yeah,
it'll be fun.
He's got good stuff out there, guys. Check him out on Bandcamp, Bandcamp/Greg Taberzi. And my record, Naturally Blue, that'll be available after the release show tomorrow night online on Bandcamp.
And will we see you at Fitker's? Are you still on Tuesdays or anything? Or anything else? Anywhere else?
We haven't played Fitker's for a while.
We haven't played there. We'll be playing at Canal Park Brewing on October 12th.
There we go.
Yeah. And then I do a lot of solo shows at Pizza Luce. So, if you're down there having brunch, I'm probably playing.
Right. Throw omelets.
Excellent. Right, right. All right. Well, thanks so much. Wes Hadrick and Greg Taberzi here on Live from Studio A. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Aaron Welsh, Rick McLean, and myself, Maya Jensen. You can find out more about our guests, listen to previous sessions, or this session again at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts.